Module 1, Stage 2. Loneliness to aloneness. It is natural to feel extreme loneliness when a relationship ends. Healing can and will come from such pain if you listen and allow all this important natural process to unfold, so you can grow through loneliness to the stage of what I term aloneness, where you feel and are comfortable being by yourself. Elaine, in one of the groups, wrote this: "Loneliness is a disease that grows slowly and undetected. Its symptoms are terrifying. Loneliness is a dark, unseeing well that covers you with sadness, and a desperate race to conquer the complete spiritual and emotional emptiness. I am experiencing this disease, and I wish I could find a cure. But even a ray of sunlight is a blessed thing. For loneliness demands, it takes everything from you, and in return gives you nothing but solitude, as if you were the only person in an unmerciful world." Working with people and listening to those going through this process, as I've done in my career, I saw various kinds of loneliness. There are the people who have withdrawn into their cave and just peer out sullenly, looking very sad and dejected. Then there are those who insist on being with someone else, so they always are holding hands or following somebody around. Then there are the busy people, where they are always doing this and that, so they never have to face their loneliness. Loneliness is pain, but in such pain, we are being shown something that we have to learn. Loneliness can be like a vacuum, where the person deals with this by sucking everyone around them in to fill their void. It is not just for people at a time when they are ending a relationship, because for many it began in childhood, and may be a stumbling block for years to come in their life. The loneliness that comes when a relationship ends is often more intense than any emotion we felt before. We have no one with whom to share meals, our bed, and those special moments, and now, when they are gone, we know nothing but silence. There's a strange emptiness, and we can find no one in the whole world to share our life with and living it. When friends try to reach out, they seem distant, even when we most need them to be close and to be real. Within us we hear, "Withdraw, withdraw, and you won't be hurt again." And whilst this brings safe seclusion, we at the same time crave emotional warmth. Whilst many people were lonely in the relationship, they tell me how they find themselves relieved to end the relationship that encouraged such loneliness. At this stage, the rebuilding elements in this module have a three-stage pattern to them. For loneliness, the first stage is withdrawal. Some hide in empty homes and brood so that no one will suspect their fear. And then some play the poor little me game, hoping that someone will come along and feel sorry for them. Here, the driving force is to keep others from seeing how much we hurt, while at the same time letting the former partner know what they've done to us. Withdrawal during this period may be appropriate, because, let's face it, we're not very good company. The need for emotional warmth is insatiable. The need often stifles friends by engulfing them, and so denies them the safe space that they need themselves to be friends. Seeking ways to escape this loneliness causes many people to enter a second stage of becoming busyholics, with an activity for each night of the week and two activities for each night of the weekend. They work long hours at their jobs and find other excuses so they don't have to go back to the empty home. Interestingly enough, it is also possible to find many workaholics who are still in relationships, perhaps to keep them from coming home to a lonely relationship. Here, we are running away from ourselves as though a ghost of loneliness hides inside. We never take time to stop and look at what we are doing or where we are going, because, yes, you guessed it, you are too busy running or going around in circles instead of moving on to the next stage. This busy loneliness varies in length and intensity from person to person, but eventually most people realize it must end and they slow down into the aloneness stage. Someone once called this aloneness stage the all-oneness stage, because you've reached a point where you are now comfortable by yourself. You have achieved this by accepting that loneliness is a natural part of being human. It is also has, well, healing qualities, allowing introspection, reflection, growth, and connection with a part of inner self which may have lay hidden until this point in your life, leading to a full sense of strength and fullness. For our session, there's the checklist. If you can answer yes to most of the items in this list, you have developed a healthy aloneness. If areas need work, then we will focus on these when we have our sessions together. 1. I am taking time for myself rather than keeping too busy. 2. I am not working such long hours, and I have no time for myself. 3. I am not hiding from loneliness by being with people I don't enjoy being with. 4. I've begun to fill up my time with activities important to me. 5. I've stopped hiding and withdrawing into my home. 6. I've stopped trying to find another relationship just to avoid being lonely. 7. I am content doing things by myself. 8. I have stopped running away from loneliness. 9. I'm not letting the feelings of loneliness control my behavior. 10. I am comfortable being alone and having aloneness time.